Anyway, the reason Goss got fired was because of all the leaks. There's leaks all over the place. Because there are some people within the CIA who don't like the Bush administration, who are tied to the old Tenet. When George Tenet was CIA director, they were hired by him. And because Tenet got embarrassed, you know, the Bush people threw him overboard on the 9/11 collapse of intelligence there and then the bad intelligence in Iraq. These people who like Tenet are trying to undermine the Bush administration. And you saw that with all the leaks. This woman, Mary McCarthy, is accused of, you know, leaking the CIA prisons in Eastern Europe and then the NSA leak and all of that. So the Bush administration said, look, we can't have these leaks. I mean, you can't fight a war with all of our top secret agents leaking to the press. And the press, of course, hates Bush. You can't have it. You know, everybody would understand that. All right, so, you know, General Admiral Stansfield Turner was a CIA chief under Jimmy Carter. Of course, Pelosi didn't even know that. I mean, all Pelosi wants is someone who hates Bush, so there could be more leaks to embarrass Bush and make his job harder. You know, at this point, I'm going to say that Nancy Pelosi and her acolytes, people who like her, they want us to lose in Iraq. They want there to be chaos in Afghanistan. They want this. They're rooting against their own country. I believe that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But I watch these people every day, and I never see anything out of them as far as protecting the American people. Ever.
Hello. I think the border, I'm all with you on the border deal. As an over-the-road truck driver, I've listened entirely to the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings about the NSA wiretaps, and I think that even prior to 9/11, George Bush had said that he wanted to restore the presidential power to what it had been prior to the Nixon administration, and I think that he's completely within his Article 2 rights to pursue these wiretaps, and the reason why people are against Hayden isn't because of his qualifications, it's because he was in charge of the NSA during
Yeah, and because he's a Bush crony, because the, you know, he likes Bush, Bush likes him. Sure, that's the opposition. It'll be interesting. Look, the NSA wiretap thing is a winner for the Bush administration. They know it's a winner. They know most people feel the way you do, Terry. That what's the big deal? You're taping foreign calls, you know, it's nothing domestic. So we want to be protected, and that looks like it's designed to protect us. So it's a winner for the Bush administration. All the polls say that. Congress doesn't want to get into this fight. The Democrats know it's a loser. It just makes them look soft on terror. So that's the truth of the matter. But I do believe that the Bush administration could have gotten the wiretap warrants 72 hours after the fact, because the court is set up to do that. And the reason that the Bush administration did not do it is their arrogance. And I believe that. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I believe. Okay, we're talking about the totalitarian left. Now, the reason that these guys get away with this is that the media pretty much gives them a pass. And here's the best example I've seen in years about this. Remember last week that Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld went down to Atlanta to give a talk, all right? And he was confronted by a guy named Raymond McGovern, who used to work at the CIA. Roll the tape.
Why did you lie to get us into a war that was not necessary and that has caused these kinds of casualties? Why?
Well, first of all, I haven't lied. I did not lie then. Colin Powell didn't lie. He spent weeks and weeks with the Central Intelligence Agency people and prepared a presentation that I know he believed was accurate. And he presented that to the United Nations. The president spent weeks and weeks with the Central Intelligence people. And he went to the American people and made a presentation. I'm not in the intelligence business. They gave the world their honest opinion. It appears that there were not weapons of mass destruction there.
You said you knew where they were.
I did not. I said I knew where suspect sites were, and
we
were just...
You said you knew where they were, near Tikrit, near Baghdad, and north, east, south, and west of there. Those are your words.
My words were that... No. Wait a minute. Let him stay 1 second. Just a second.
This is America, huh?
Yeah.
You're getting plenty of play, sir.
I just like an honest answer.
I'm giving it to you.
We're talking about lies, and your allegation that there was bulletproof evidence of ties between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. Was that a lie, or were you misled?
Zarqawi was in Baghdad during the pre-war period.
All right. Now, who is this guy, Raymond McGovern? Well, according to the media reports, and I was right away, we didn't do this story per se on the Factor Radio or TV, but on CNN, Fox News, and in the newspapers, he was identified as a former CIA employee, former CIA agent. But who he is really is one of the organizers of a group called the Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, a group that's called for the resignation of Dick Cheney and the impeachment of President Bush. He's a far-left guy, but he wasn't identified as such. And even Fox News was derelict in doing that. All right? Yeah, I mean, let's get that online. Let's get that on BillO'Reilly.com. Look, I understand the frustration that Americans have because you guys can't quiz them, but I'm your voice. And I don't care whether this CIA guy, former CIA guy, stood up and challenged Rumsfeld. That's fine with me. I just think everybody should know who he is and where he's coming from. All right? That he's already convicted Rumsfeld and Cheney and Bush of war crimes in his mind. They're already guilty. So everybody should know that. And then we listen to what he has to say, and you listen to what Rumsfeld has to say. That's why we played the clip. Then you make up your own mind. But full disclosure is part of making a responsible decision.